那刚才这首圣诗叫《以马内利来临》。
The song they just sang is called Emmanuel. Come on, Emmanuel.
每年圣诞节的时候，这首圣诗我总是唱过很多遍。
I sing this song many times every Christmas.
那昨天晚上这首圣诗的旋律，我听了不下十遍。
Last night I listened to this song maybe more than 10 times.
这首诗是很古老的圣诗。
It's a very classic hymn.
谁写的不知道。
We don't really know who wrote the song.
这首圣诗据说是在第九世纪到十二世纪间人们写的。
It was probably written sometime between the 9th century to the 12th century.
它的曲调非常的缓慢深沉。
It's a very slow and reflective melody.
充满了渴望。
It fills with hope.
那很多的教会在几千年、一千年、将近一千年的时间，都在 Christmas Eve 之前要唱这首圣诗。
Many churches for the last 1,000 years would sing this song at Christmas Eve.
那这圣诗里告诉说有一句话说，我们引颈渴望圣子来临。
One of the lyrics says that we're looking forward to the Holy Son to be born.
耶稣已经来到这个世界。
Christ has been born.
所以每次听到这个赞美诗的时候，我心中渴望是他第二次再来。
So every time I hear this song, I'm looking forward to his second return.
Christmas 的中心是耶稣基督。圣诞节的中心是耶稣基督。
The center of Christmas is Jesus Christ himself.
就像这是所说的，耶稣，我愿你降临，愿你来到这个世界，等候你的降临。
Just like this song, Come Emmanuel, God, we welcome you.
圣诞节，大家都想到的是圣诞树，或者是圣诞老人。
A lot of people think about Christmas trees or Santa Claus on Christmas.
那这些东西不是坏东西。
They're not bad.
但是不是。圣诞节的核心。
But they're not core to Christmas.
那圣诞节我们有长假，圣诞节我们家庭团圆，圣诞节我们有很多的礼物，这都不是坏东西。
We have vacation days, we gather together with family, we exchange gifts. These are not bad things.
但圣诞节的核心是耶稣基督。
But the center of Christmas is Jesus himself.
那圣诞节的核心的信息是什么？
But what is the message of Christmas?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
上帝与你同在。
God with us.
上帝与我们每个人同在。
God with all of us.
如果上帝不与我们同在，我们人生没有什么真正的意义。
There will be no hope if God is not with us.
我现在要跟弟兄姐妹一起来读这段经文。
I want to read this with you.
那这段经文会提到三样事情。
And this scripture mentioned three things.
请大家读经的时候你特别注意。
I want you to pay attention as you read the scripture.
第一件事讲到预言。
First thing is a prophecy.
第二件事情是讲到罪恶。
Second is talking about sin.
第三件事是讲到以马内利。
And the third is Emmanuel.
那就是第一件事是告诉你上帝有个计划。
And the first thing tells you that God has a plan.
第二件事告诉你上帝有个目的。
And the second thing tells you God has a goal.
第三件事告诉你上帝爱你。
And the third thing tells you God loves
you. 我请弟兄姐妹一起跟我读。
I want you to read with me.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟。还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，又有主的使者向她梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵生的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切事的成就是要应验主藉先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子就要起名叫耶稣。字太小没有看见的哈。那我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你来到这个世界。
Lord, we thank you for coming into this world.
你把天与地连接起来。
You connected heaven and earth.
把永恒跟时间连接起来。
From the eternal to the temporary.
把人跟神连接起来。
From God to man.
从在黑暗中的人可以看到大光。
So that those who live in darkness may see light.
在死亡的阴影中的人可以看到希望。
Those who are in shadow of death will see hope.
主，我们谢谢你来到这个世界。
Lord, we thank you for coming to this world.
你不仅仅来到这个世界，影响这个世界。
Not only have you impacted this world.
要进到我们心灵深处。
But also you're entering into our lives.
要告诉我们你是以马内利的主。
to tell us that you are Emmanuel.
你是与我们同在的主,
that you are with us.
愿今天的敬拜得蒙你的喜悦,
may our worship today be pleasing to you.
乃这里的每一个人可以得到你的平安,
all of us will receive your peace.
我们将祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名,
we pray out in Jesus' name.
Amen. 刚才讲了,耶稣来到这个世界, 他一定要来, 要成就,
and we just said that Jesus had to come to this world to fulfill God's prophecy.
在整本圣经的旧约的里头, 关于耶稣的预言, 讲解有300个,
there's like a lot more than 300 prophecies in the Old Testament regarding the birth of Jesus.
所谓的预言就事先还没有发生的时候, 上帝预先告诉你,
prophecy is basically God foretelling you what's going to happen before things happen.
圣经这本书是充满了神迹,
in this book, it's filled with miracles. A lot of the supernatural acts of God in here.
It
also be filled with prophecy. God foretelling us what's to come.
在耶稣的关于耶稣的生死复活升天再来, 讲解有300多个预言,
regarding the birth of Christ, the crucifixion, and his resurrection, there is more than 300 prophecies.
关于耶稣的预言极为详细,
very detailed prophecy.
我劝我们中间所有的朋友, 你第一次来教会的话, 你思想一下, 这些预言都是在耶稣降生之前, 500年, 800年, 700年, 800年之前, 先知们受到耶稣的预言,
and these prophecies are given 500 to 800 years before Christ was even born.
这些预言非常的详细,
it's very detailed.
你比如说耶稣来之前, 他告诉你, 将来有一个耶稣的开路先锋, 要先来到这个世界, 为耶稣预备道路。
It actually says before Jesus comes, there is going to be a forerunner before Christ to prepare his way.
甚至说有人声喊着说, 在旷野道路, 预备耶和华的路, 在沙漠, 修平我们神的道。
Isaiah says, a voice of one calling in the desert prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God.
那不但有这个先知他的开路先锋要来, 他告诉你耶稣要生在什么地方, 他要生在伯利恒。
He also tells you where Jesus is going to be born.
他说, 伯利恒啊, 你在犹大诸城中微小, 将来必有一位从你那里出来, 在以色列人中做我掌权的, 他的根源从亘古, 从太初就有。
It says, but you, Bethlehem Ephraim, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler of Israel, whose origin is from old.
他不但告诉你什么地方降生, 他还告诉你耶稣是怎么样进入耶路撒冷的, 他骑着驴子进入耶路撒冷的。 所以撒迦利亚书上面说, 西安的民啊, 应当大大的欢喜, 耶路撒冷的民啊, 你们应当欢呼, 看哪里的王进来, 就是公义的, 并且施行拯救, 他谦谦和和地骑着驴驹子, 就是骑着驴的驹子, 这是讲耶稣骑着驴而不是马, 进入耶路撒冷。
Not only tells you about the birth of Christ, where he's going to be born, also tells you how he's going to enter Jerusalem. It says, rejoice greatly, all daughter of Zion, shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes before you, righteous and have salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey. On a colt, the fall of a donkey.
那不然如此，他告诉耶稣是怎么死的, 而且记得非常的详细。 先知说他被立在罪犯之中, 大家知道耶稣上十字架的时候, 左边一个强盗, 右边一个强盗, 跟他同时钉在十字架上。 所以先知预言说他被列在罪犯之中。
Prophets also gives you a detailed description on how he's going to die. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12, it says, he was numbered with transgressor, for he bore the sin of many. And he was crucified between two robbers.
你看耶稣上十字架的先知预言说, 他不但是如此, 他还在十字架上被罪犯代求, 你知道耶稣上十字架的时候, 钉他钉死他的人说父王你赦免他们, 因为他们所做的, 他不知道, 这么详细的事情, 先知早就预言了, 他为罪犯代求。
The prophet even prophesies what Jesus is going to do on the cross. He made intercession for the transgressor. When Jesus was being nailed on the cross, he looked down and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
在人类历史当中,
you cannot find a second example in history that has so many prophecies that he fulfilled.
这么多预言应验在一个人身上, 绝非偶然,
and it is not a coincidence.
美国有一个数学家, 叫做Peter Stoner.
In the US, there's a mathematician.
他写了一本书叫做Science Speaks, 叫做 科学发声。
He wrote a book that says Science Speaks.
他做了很有趣的统计，他说如果这个事情哈，这么多的预言，如果这么多预言当中有八个应验在一个人身上，他的几率是多少呢？是上面是一，下面是个，你知道下面是17个啊，一后面加17个零，分之一，他的几率是这么大。
He said if there's a person that can fulfill just 8 out of the 300 some prophecies, the probability of that is 1 over 10 to the 17th power.
如果是关于耶稣100个预言，300个预言，如果中间有48个预言同时应验在一个人身上，他的几率是多少？是一后面是157个零，分之一。
So if you can fulfill 48 out of the 300 some prophecies, the probability is 1 over 10 to the 157 powers.
几乎不可能。
And it's almost impossible.
但是上帝给人类的这个预告说明什么问题？
But God gives us this prophecy, and what does it indicate?
所以耶稣来到这个世界，是上帝的定命，是上帝的计划，上帝预先告诉你。
It tells us that God foretells us that this is His plan.
所以时间到了，耶稣来到这个世界。
When the time comes, Jesus enters this world.
所以不要以为耶稣只是2017年前才有耶稣的。
It's not because it's 2017 years ago.
这是他来到这个世界，上帝永恒的计划。
It was a plan that God has eternity.
圣经的预言还说，他扎到我的手，我的脚，这是先知的预言。
They also prophesize that they have pierced my hands and my feet.
你不敢想象一个预言如此的详细的告诉你耶稣是怎么来到世界，怎么死的。
It's almost hard to understand how can it be so detailed for all these prophecies.
所以预言的应验是告诉你上帝的计划是一定要成就的。
These prophecies tells us that God's plan will come true.
所以耶稣来到这个是成就上帝永恒的定命，永恒的计划。
Jesus came to fulfill God's plan and God's salvation.
所以不但先知预言预言，当天使向玛利亚跟约瑟在宣告耶稣降生的时候，他告诉他们一件事，说你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
When the angel appeared to Joseph, he says, you have to name him Jesus because he'sSave his people from their sins.
他说名字叫耶稣。
His name shall be called Jesus.
耶稣这个名字是什么意思呢？
What does the name Jesus mean?
上帝是拯救。
It means God saves.
意思就是在这儿，他帮他的百姓从自己的罪恶中救出来。
It says God saved them from their sin.
人生有很多的事实，你必须面对它。
There are a lot of things and facts you have to face in life.
那这句话呢，告诉人生的两个事实。
It tells you two facts.
在没有讲这两个事实之前，我告诉人生三个你无法回避的事实。
I'll tell you three things you cannot avoid in life.
在这个世界你还没有信耶稣之前，无论你是谁，这三个人生的事实你怎么也逃避不了。
If you don't know Jesus, there's three things that you will not be able to avoid.
第一个事实。
First thing.
你不能掌管明天。
You have no control over tomorrow.
你能掌管明天吗？
Can you control tomorrow?
你为什么会忧虑？
Why are you anxious?
你为什么恐惧？
Why do you have fear?
你为什么有压力？
Why do you have, stress?
你为什么会觉得很累？
Why are you even
心累？
Tired?
因为你不能掌管明天。
Because you have no control of the future.
在座的无论你多伟大，你不能掌管明天。
No matter how great you have achieved, you cannot control the future.
所以你忧虑。
So you have anxiety.
所以你恐惧。
So you have fear.
所以你就是不安。
So you have no comfort.
这是第一个事实。你没有信主之前，你一定有这个事实。
Without Jesus, this is not, you cannot avoid this.
人生的第二个事实，你内在没有满足。
Second thing is you do not have satisfaction.
一直在寻求。
You continue to search.
一直想抓住什么。
Continue to look for something.
好像你抓住了，又发现自己没有抓住。
You feel like once you find it, you'll be satisfied, but you still can't.
没有一样东西真的完全能满足你。
Nothing can really satisfy
you. 你心中有一个巨大的深渊。
There's a hole in your heart.
没有一样东西可以填满那个深渊。
Nothing seems to be filled that hole.
所以这是人生的第二大事实。
That's a second fact about your life.
人生还有一个事实，就知道自己有一天会结束。
And you all know that one day you will die.
你知道这个时间慢慢的就消耗尽。
You know time is fleeting.
这是个事实。
This is a fact.
每样东西可以带走。
Nothing can, you cannot bring anything with you.
我有一次问一个，有个人很聪明很智慧，他跟我讲，他说如果我们一生所积累的东西可以带走的话，地球早就不存在了。
This person says something really wise. He said, if we can bring something with us when we die, then the earth will not exist.
如果 Steve Jobs 把他所有的东西带走
，If Steve Jobs brought everything with him when he died，
Bill Gates 把所有东西带走
，Bill Gates brought everything with him，
马云把他所有东西带走
，Jack Ma brought everything with him，
你把你的车、你的房子、你的地带走
，All of your cars and your houses，
地球就没有了
，And there's nothing left on this earth，
可五个地球都没有了。所以人生的几个事是在这儿哈，你不能掌管明天，内在你没有满足，知道自己要结束了。
These are the facts about life. You cannot control the future.You cannot be satisfied, and eventually you will die.
另外两个事实。
But here are the two facts that the Bible shares.
说耶稣来到这个世界，给他起名叫耶稣，他要把自己从把百姓从罪恶中救出来。这是告诉你人生另外两大事实。
It tells you two other facts about life.
第一个事实是什么
？What is the first one?
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
第二个，我们没有办法救自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
如果我们没有这些问题，耶稣不必降生。
If we didn't have these problems, then Jesus didn't have to come into this world.
如果我们这个问题我们自己能解决，耶稣也不需要降生。
If we can solve all of our problems, then we don't need Jesus.
所以天使说他的名字叫耶稣，他把他百姓从罪恶中救出来。
His name is Jesus, which means he saved his people from their sins.
你知道圣诞节是关于耶稣的几日？
Christmas is a day about Jesus Christ.
他来的目的是什么？要拯救人。
He came because he came to save.
那这段时间大家看到媒体有很多很多的报道关于很多大牌明星像好莱坞的。
And if you look at the news, you see a lot of Hollywood celebrities.
还有很多的政客议员。
A lot of politicians.
他们身上丑闻缠身。
They have a lot of news about them, a lot of gossip.
我们中间最近的一些人没有看电视没有关心这些问题的。你说我不知道你在讲什么请你举个手。我告诉你
if you don't know what I'm talking about because you don't read the news or watch TV, I'll raise your hand, I'll tell you what.
我们只有一个弟兄举手，说明他没看电视，不知道消息。
Okay, we have a brother who doesn't watch TV.
你知道好莱坞多少的明星在告一个人，对不对
？A lot of the Hollywood celebrities are actually suing this one particular person.
甚至发生几十年前发生的事都要挖出来。
Things that happened maybe several years ago.
这些没有暴露在之前，我们每个人都觉得他了不起的人。
Before things happened, we thought he had these.Fame around his glory around him.
把这些事情暴露出来以后，知道原来是个罪人。
Once we started digging, we realized he's just a sinner.
跟我们一样
，just like us.
你知道耶稣讲过一句话，耶稣说：“掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有被别人知道的。”
Jesus said this one time that nothing hidden will not be uncovered.
所以这些罪你看不见的时候，你觉得很好；一旦暴露出来，你就知道原来是个罪人。
So when all these hidden sins are uncovered, we all know that we're sinners.
而且呢，你不但是 sinner， 你还是不能自我拯救，救不了自己。
Not only we're sinners, we also cannot save ourselves.
这是一个了不起的人物。
This person is a great person.
他的名字这个这么巧。
His name happened to be Emmanuel.
你们知道这个人了不起的人是吧
？Do you guys know this guy?
人类历史几千年，像这个伟大的哲学家很少，不超过五个。
It's probably no more than five philosophers like him in the human history.
他讲过这句话，他有个习惯，他喜欢下午的时候去出去散步。
He has this habit that he likes to take a walk in the afternoon.
他在树林里头可能看到一段树，非常的弯曲。
And he was walking the forest and he saw this trail that was very crooked.
他可能想到了人的本性，就像个树一样。
And he thought about humanity.
他说。从人性这根弯曲的木材，绝对造不出任何笔直的东西。
He says, "Out of the crooked timber of humanity, no straight thing was ever made."
他在讲什么？是讲人的本质的问题，人的本性的问题。
He's talking about humanity.
人是罪人。
We are sinners.
人不能救自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
就像一根弯曲的木头，非常的弯，你怎么造一个直的东西出来
？Just like a crooked branch, you cannot make something straight out of it.
你知道一个东西不对的，你还是去做。
You know something that's not you're not supposed to do, but you still do anyway.
我们中间有些人，我知道这个 iPhone 是很好用的。
You know iPhone is very useful.
我们中间一些年轻的弟兄姐妹，你知道，你晚上你不应该看 iPhone 玩 iPhone 到两点钟。
You know you shouldn't be playing on your phone until 2 o'clock in the morning.
因为什么？你第二天还要上学。
Because you have to go to school tomorrow.
可是你控制不了自己。
But you cannot control yourself.
你还在玩 iPhone.
You continue to play on your iPhone.
到白天上课的时候，你开始打瞌睡了。
In the morning, you sleep in the class.
你的成绩开始下降了。
And your grade kind of goes down.
你看，你里面有个东西在那儿控制你。
There's something inside of you controlling you.
圣经上说，这是一种 power.
The Bible says it's a power, it's authority.
你需要一种力量在你的里头。
You need this in your life.
所以你看我们中间好多人渴望找到一个很爱的人你爱他。
We desire someone to love us so that we can love them back.
可是很多结婚之后你不能真的爱她很多人伤害她。
A lot of time after you get married, you don't end up loving her, but you end up hurting her.
这是为什么这个世界的离婚率越来越高。
And so the divorce rate continues to go up.
破碎的家庭越来越多。
A lot of broken families.
我们知道是罪人。
Because we're sinners.
我们自己不能救自己脱离罪。
We cannot save ourselves from sin.
所以为什么耶稣来到这个世界。
And that's why Jesus came.
他把他的百姓从罪恶中救出来。
He came to save his people from their sins.
耶稣来到这个世界干嘛？他救我们。
What he came here to do? He came to save us.
他进入你的生命当中，给你里面有力量来得胜罪恶。
He gives you power to overcome sin.
还有一个问题。
But there's one more problem.
刚才我讲的那些大明星、大政客，现在受到舆论的审判。
We talk about these celebrities and politicians now. They become being judged by everybody.
但是所有的罪将来有一天都要面对上帝的审判。
But one day, all our sin will be judged by God.
所以耶稣说，我们来到这个世界，不但把你从罪中救出来。
So not only does Jesus save us from our sin,
我要把你从审判的愤怒之中来拯救出来。
He also saves us from God's wrath, God's judgment.
所以我们讲，耶稣的降生是耶稣告诉你，上帝有个上帝有个计划。
So the birth of Jesus tells us that God has a plan.
第二告诉你，上帝。有一个目的就是把罪人救出来。
And this plan is to save us from our sin.
娱乐行业是好东西。
Entertainment industry is a good thing.
但它不能救你的灵魂。
But it doesn't save your soul.
政治是一个不是坏的东西但是它不能把人的生命从罪恶中救出来。
Politics isn't bad, but it doesn't save your life.
教育是个好东西但是教育不能把人的灵魂救出来。
Education is a good thing, but it doesn't save your soul.
我刚才讲那些大牌明星那些议员们都受高等教育。
All these celebrities and politicians, they all receive great education.
但是我们每个人跟他犯的罪可能不一样。
But you see, they're all caught in their moral sins.
但是我们都是罪人不能救自己。
We're all sinners, we cannot save ourselves.
这是为什么耶稣来到这个世界要拯救我们。
That's why Jesus came to save us.
这儿的七大罪没有一个人没有。
These seven sins that all of us have.
给大家一个机会如果你说这七个你一个都没有，请你举个手。
If you look at it and you said, I don't have these, and you can raise your hand, please.
第一个是骄傲、贪婪、
pride, greed,
贪欲、失欲、嫉妒、懒惰、
sloth,
愤怒、
wrath,
贪吃好嘴、
gluttony.
圣诞节到了，我们更有机会，更有理由。
I know Christmas and Thanksgiving gives us a time to eat.
我们人类没有人能救自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
我请所有弟兄姐妹跟我读这句话，一起读来。
Please read this with me.
耶稣基督降世，为要拯救罪人。弟兄姐妹，没有一个人能救自己，脱离不能掌管明天所带来的忧虑。
None of us can save us from the anxiety of future.
没有一个人让自己心中那种空虚能填满。
We cannot find anything to satisfy ourselves.
也没有人救自己能脱离死亡。
And we cannot escape the grip of death.
所以耶稣来了。
So Jesus came.
他来了是要拯救罪人。
Came into the world to save sinners.
那刚才天使跟报信的时候讲了第三句话。
The angel also said this thing to Joseph.
他说这些事情的应验呢，是应验预言。预言是什么呢？必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫做以马内利。
The angel says all these things to fulfill that, you know, the virgin birth and the name of Jesus is to fulfill what was said through the prophet.
以马内利是希伯来文。
The name Emmanuel is Hebrew.
你讲 Emmanuel 这个词的时候就是希伯来发音。
It's a Hebrew pronunciation.
那我们用中文把它表达出来就是以马内利。
In Chinese, 以马内利。
什么意思呢？就是神与人同在的意思。
What does it mean? It means God with us.
那耶稣来到这个世界，就是神来到这个世界。
And so this is the saying, when Jesus came into the world, is God coming into this world.
你知道我不喜欢用伟大这个字。
I don't like to use great.
我不喜欢说耶稣是个伟大的人物。
I don't want to just say Jesus is a great person.
这个词可以用于人类。
You can use great for any human being.
可是耶稣是神成为人。
But God, Jesus is God becoming man.
这是在约翰福音第一章第一节上面所说的话。
In John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
那这句话是约翰在写的时候，圣灵感动他，来讲耶稣是谁。
He was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write this.
他是要讲啊，说太初有道，道就与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. He was with God in the beginning.
我请大家跟我一起来读哈，你把这个道换成是耶稣。
I want you to just substitute the word Word with Jesus.
我请大家一起来跟我试试好吗？你把这个道这个字换成是耶稣好吗？来一起读来。太初有耶稣，耶稣与神同在，耶稣就是神。这耶稣太初与神同在，你现在明白了。所以耶稣来到这个世界不是2000年他才有的。
So it's not just like Jesus born into this time in 2000 years ago.
天使为什么宣告一个大好的消息？因为神成为人。
He didn't come into existence 2000 years ago. Angel said, "Is God becoming man?"
他们也告诉你一个伟大的人物诞生了没有
？Angel isn't saying that a great person is being born.
Emmanuel 就是告诉你神。成为人
Angel is saying it's Emmanuel, God with us.
你知道神成为人意味着什么吗？
You know what that means?
圣经里说他本有神的形象，就说他有神的本质，却不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴隶的形象，成为人的样子。
Philippians talk about Jesus saying, who being in very nature God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant being made in human likeness.
他是神成为人。
He's God becoming man.
这有一句 很有意思的话，说他不以自己与神同等为强夺的，意思是说，他不是抓住自己的神仙本质不放的。
It says he did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. He didn't hold on to his godliness.
撒旦，他要抓，要让他自己同等。
Satan wants to be equal to God.
人类自从亚当那个时代开始，人希望自己成为神。
From Adam and Eve, we want to be God.
但是耶稣不。
But Jesus isn't like that.
耶稣成为人。
He became man.
圣经上说成为奴隶。
And he became a servant or a slave.
所以圣经上有句话说，他反倒虚己。
It says he made himself nothing. He emptied himself.
就是一个伟大的神，一个神虚己。虚己的话什么意思呢？就把自己称为 zero， 自己称为 nothing。
So he said he made himself nothing. God became nothing.
他成为一个小 baby.
Became a baby.
每个人都可以靠这个小 baby.
Everybody can come to this baby.
我见到你，我都有点担心，我有点怕，有点不自在。
If I see you, I might be a little afraid.
如果你长得很高大，我怕你。
If you're like 6 foot tall, I'm afraid of you.
如果你很聪明，我也怕你。
If you're really smart, I might be intimidated by you.
你权势很大，我也怕你。
If you have authority, then I'll bow down to you.
但没有一个人怕孩子。
But no one is really afraid of a baby.
所以耶稣成为 baby.
Jesus became a baby.
每个人可以靠近他。
So all of us can come to
him. 耶稣他为什么这样来到这世界呢？
Why does he come like this into the world?
他爱你。
Because he loves you.
你知道神爱我们，所以他造我们。
He loves us, so he created us.
我在说没有一个人不是很独特的。
All of you are unique.
因为是上帝独特创造的。
Because God has made you unique.
上帝没有造人的时候有一个copy machine, 没有。
God didn't use a copy machine to make us.
他造了你。
Each one of us.
把那个模式嘛那个模子啊就打破了。
Once he made you, he starts over again.
这是上帝独特的爱。
That's his unique love.
世界上没有两片树叶是完全一样的。
There is no two trees that are exactly the same.
也没有两片雪花是完全一样的。
There's no two snowflakes that are the
same. 也没有两个人是完全一样的。
There's no two individuals that are the same.
每个人都很特殊。
Every one of you is unique.
为什么？因为神爱你。
Because God loves you.
他创造一个独特的你。
He made a person like you.
啊，你来到这个世界了。
And you came into this world.
神给你眼睛。
God gave you eyes.
他创造个美丽的山河。
So that you can see his creation.
所以你的眼睛可以欣赏创造的美。
So you can see the beauty in his creation.
他给你味觉。
He gives you taste.
他给你山珍海味。
He gives you all the good food.
你可以尝到各种各样的美味。
So you can taste all the different flavors.
他给你耳朵。
He gives you ears.
他创造各种各样美好的音乐，美丽的音。
Creates all the music and the melody.
所以你耳朵可以听。
So you can enjoy.
这是上帝爱的一种表现。
This is how God loves you.
但不是最大的爱。
But this is not the greatest.
最大的爱是什么呢？
What is the greatest love?
你现在对一个小鸟说我爱你，它听得懂吗？
If you tell a bird that you love him or her, would he or her understand?
你回家去对那小狗说狗汪我爱你，它听得懂吗？
If you tell your puppy I love you, would the puppy understand you?
神来到这个世界告诉你我爱你。
If God came into this world and tells you I love you,
你谈恋爱的时候，
If you're in a dating relationship,
你怎么跟他说我爱你？
How do you tell your significant other you love her?
Oh, 你说我发 email.
Do you send an email?
你说我发 text message.
Or do you send a text message?
你说我爱你。
And tell her that you love her.
但是那是最好的表达爱的方式吗？
Is that the best way of expressing love?
No.
No.
最好表达方式是什么？
What's the best way of expressing love?
我来到你面前。
I come before you.
用你听得懂的语言对你说。
In a way that you can understand.
我爱你。
To tell you that I love you.
这是为什么耶稣来到这个世界？
That's why Jesus came into this world.
为什么神成为人？
That's why God became
man. 他告诉你。
To tell us.
我爱你。
I love you.
你说神成为人很简单吗？
Did you think it was easy for God to become man?
你不敢想象。
I can't really imagine how difficult it could be.
我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
在华盛顿 DC.
In Washington DC.
羊越来越多。
There are a lot of sheep and lambs.
那这些羊呢，常常打破你家的玻璃。
And they come and break your window.
然后呢，吃你家的 backyard 的菜。
And eat the vegetables you have in your garden.
常常呢，到你家里面来，搞得一塌糊涂。
And come into your house and mess up your house.
在路上呢，在撞人咬人。
And then you see all the sheep on the road biting people.
不但如此呢。
In addition to that.
羊与羊之间还互相打架。
The sheep fight among themselves.
你咬我，我咬你。
One will bite the other.
咬的人无法休息，无法得到平安。
And there is no peace.
怎么办？
What do you do?
碰巧你爱羊。
It happened that you are in love with sheep.
你说羊啊，不要打。
You tell them stop fighting.
羊啊，你就吃你的草。
Just go eat the grass.
羊听得懂你吗？
Do you think the sheep understand?
你要真是爱羊。
If you really love sheep.
你怎么办？
What do you do?
你成为羊。
You become a sheep.
跟他一样。
Just like them.
教导他们。
To teach them.
引领他们。
To lead them.
成为好羊。
To become a good sheep.
但是你是一个了不起的人。
But you're a great person.
你的思想很超越。
You're thinking way more advanced than the sheep.
你的思想可以飞跃到太空。
You can think about the universe.
探索整个太空的奥秘。
You can explore the outer space.
你的思想可以创造最辉煌的音乐。
You can create all sorts of music.
现在呢？你把你的这伟大的思想放到羊的身体的里头。
Now you're trying to apply your knowledge to sheep.
受到羊身体的限制。
And then now you're limited to what a sheep can do.
这叫做什么？
What does this mean?
虚己成为人。
Empty himself, becoming nothing.
伟大的神，超越的神，成为人。
The infinite God became a limited human.
这叫上帝的谦卑。
This is the humility of God.
耶稣成为神，成为人。
God became man.
为了向人表达他的爱。
To express his love to us.
最好的方式是用自己来告诉你我爱你。
To do in a way that we can understand that he loves us.
所以这个大的牺牲你知道更要命的是什么？这个羊，你成为羊之后，这羊没有感谢你，哦，你来了，你教导我们怎么学爱，怎么相处，我们感谢你，没有，这些羊反过来把它咬死了。
Go back to that example of the sheep. You become a sheep and you go into the sheep and you're trying to teach and lead them. You think they'll be appreciative of that. No, they come back and beat up this sheep and you die.
所以耶稣成为人，人没有感谢他，人把他钉在十字架上。
God became man and we do not appreciate him and we crucify him.
但是耶稣不后悔。
But he's no regret.
他是为死来到这个世界。
Because he came to die.
他用死来表达他爱我们。
In his crucifixion, expresses love.
所以亲爱的朋友弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
圣诞节的信息是关于耶稣。
The message of Christmas is about Jesus.
告诉你三样事情。
Tell you three things.
第一个上帝有个计划。
God has a plan.
他提前用预言的方式告诉你。
He prophesies.
他同时通过许多先知多种方式告诉你。
Through many prophets to tell you that he has a plan.
他有个计划要来到这个世界。
He has a plan to come.
这些预言都应验了。
And all the prophecies are fulfilled.
耶稣来了。
Jesus came.
第二件事情告诉你。
The second thing he tells you.
人不能拯救自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
他来拯救我们。
So God came to save us.
因为我们是罪人。
Because we're sinners.
没办法拯救自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
他用死来拯救我们。
He saved us through his crucifixion.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
他的名字叫以马内利。
His name is Emmanuel.
神成为人。
God became man.
他与我们同在。
He became man to be with us.
他不是来走一圈。
He just didn't come and kind of show himself.
No, 他与我们同在。
He is with us.
神与人同在，叫以马内利。
Emmanuel, God with us.
这是圣诞节的信息。
This is the message of Christmas.
不是圣诞节，不是关于家庭团圆的事情，不是关于礼物的问题。
It's not just about family gathering, exchanging gifts.
是讲一个全能的神造我们，他爱我们。
But it's about Almighty God who created us and loved us.
你没有这个神在你的生命当中，
if you don't have Him in your life,
你永远不能知道明天，不能掌管明天。
You'll continue to fear about the future.
你永远活在恐惧、担心、焦虑。压力当中
continue to live in anxiety and fear and stress.
没有这位神在你的生命当中，你里面永远不得安息，永远没有满足。
If you don't have this God in your life, you'll never be satisfied.
没有这位神在我的生命当中，当你生命慢慢耗尽的时候，你不知道你的盼望在哪儿。
And as your life is fleeting away, you don't know where your hope is.
Unless
you know this God.
他的名字叫 Emmanuel, 神与我们同在。
But his name is Emmanuel, God.
神与我们同在，每天都与我们同在。
God with us every single day, every single moment.
这位神来到这个世界，基督来到这个世界，他要住在每个人的心中。
Jesus, God himself came into this world to live in our lives.
我希望我们中间第一次来我们中间的朋友，为你打开你的心门。
Maybe there are many of you who are coming for the first time. I pray that you open your heart.
刚才讲了人生的五个事实，我们想一想。
Talked about five different things about life.
第一个。我们不能掌管明天。
One is you cannot control the future.
我们需要一位神。
We need a God.
引导我们。
To lead us.
第二件事情。
Second thing.
你没有永恒的安息。
You can never be satisfied.
只有上帝的平安进到我们的里头，我们才安息。
Unless when God's peace enters into you.
第三点。
The third thing.
我们没有真正的盼望。
We don't have any hope.
除非上帝进到我们的里头。
Unless God enters into our life.
第四个事实。
The fourth thing.
我们是罪人。
We're sinners.
罪的权势在缠绕我们。
And the shack of sin is on us.
你不想做的。
Things that you don't want to do.
你却去做。
But you do it anyway.
你想做你做不出来。
Things that you want to do, but you don't do it.
第五个事实。
The last thing.
你不能拯救自己。
You cannot save yourself.
所以耶稣来到这个世界进到我们的生命当中。
So Jesus came into this world to come into our lives.
说他的名字叫以马内利。
His name is called Emmanuel.
请大家跟我说，他的名字叫以马内利。
Repeat, his name is Emmanuel.
再来一遍呢，他的名字叫以马内利。
His name is Emmanuel.
哦，大家都会说希伯来文了。
Now you've learned some Hebrews.
你知道，神就是我们的父。
God is our Father.
有的时候他把你扛在肩膀上。
Sometimes he carries you on his shoulder.
风要来临的时候，好像他不管你，他扛在你的肩膀上。
When storms come, he picks you up and carries you on his shoulder.
在黑夜来临的时候
，When the darkness comes,
他牵拉我们的手。
He holds onto your hand.
在人生的沙滩上，他与你同行。
And the walk of life, he's walking right next to you.
这是神给我们的信息。
This is the message of Christmas.
圣诞节是关于耶稣的节日。
Christmas is about Jesus.
让我们一起在神的面前来感谢他。
Give thanks to him.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你来到这个世界来拯救我们。
Father, we thank you for coming to this world to save us.
你是我们的盼望。
You are our hope.
你是我们的拯救。
You are our salvation.
你是我们的力量。
You are our strength.
我们的明天在你的掌管当中。
You hold our future.
所以我们在你里头有平安。
And that's why we have peace.
你是我们心灵深处最大的满足。
You satisfy us.
所以我们心灵里头有宁静。
So we have quietness.
你是我们生命的盼望。
You are our hope.
你把我们带进你永恒的荣耀当中。
You bring us into your glory.
所以我们生命充满了盼望。
So our life is filled with hope.
你可以救我们脱离罪的缠绕。
You save us from our sins.
我们可以越来越过一个得胜的生活。
We can live a victorious life.
我们不能拯救自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
你住在我们的里头。
But when you live in us,
你给我们力量
you give us strength,
过个不一样的生活
to live a life that's set apart,
以马内利的主
Emmanuel, our God with us,
求你来临
pray that you come.
住在我们的心中。
Come and live in us.
住在我们的家中。
Come and live in our family.
让我们真的认识你。
So that we will know you.
我们全世界都在庆祝你的降生。
As we celebrate your birth.
愿你的光照亮黑暗中的人。
May your light shine in darkness.
愿你的大能释放被掳的人。
And may your power free those who are enslaved.
愿你的全能医治瞎眼的人。
And may your healing power heal those who are blind.
让灵魂死亡的人得以站立起来。
Those who are dead in sin may come to life.
愿至高至尊的荣耀归给你。
May all the glory belong to you.
愿地上的平安归于你所喜悦的人。
Peace to those who you love.
这样祷告奉恩主耶稣的名。
We pray out in Jesus' name.
Amen. 谢谢。